Hello. Good afternoon. Catherine Albrecht here. It is Thursday. And wow, what a week I've had. What an incredible week I've had. I'm super excited about so many projects going on at the same time. I started my field training courses, my course in leadership with Pastor Anthony Farrell and my course in the New Testament. There is still time to sign up if you go to fieldtraining.org for $100. You can take a, a 12-week course in New Testament or in Bible fundamentals or in leadership or, well, if you're preparing for the ministry and how to deliver a sermon. I'm back. All right, so I'm just going to quickly finish my thought of what mental illness is because it's very related to this story on AI causing mental illness. So if you think about, as I was saying, depression, just the thoughts in your head are depressed thoughts. Anxiety, the thoughts in your head are scared thoughts. You can take that to the extreme, right? Psychosis, the thoughts in your head don't even make sense. You can take that even further because unchecked psychosis often or sometimes becomes full-fledged schizophrenia, where not only are the thoughts in your head not kind of disordered and negative, but in addition to that, you actually have a voice telling you negative things on top of your own thoughts. So you can go through this with almost every possible mental illness, with the exception of ones that autism and Alzheimer's disease. There we go. There are certain things that are physiological and result from actual damage to the brain or something genetic being disordered in the brain. There is my statement. So I could do that in, 10, 15 minutes, as opposed to what is turned into multiple days. Why am I not allowing ChatGPT to actually answer that? Why am I not deciding that I'm going to ease the easy solution? Why am I going to do a hard one? Am I going to accept the exact way that something's actually wrong with my, I think I'm a little bit running. my brain isn't working right now. I'm very apologizing. Wow. The last time that this happened to me, oh my gosh, I'm a little worried. The last time this happened to me, I wound up going to emergent. Oh my gosh, my brain isn't working. JD, can you give me a hand here? I am not sure why I'm actually. Are you present? All right. Listeners, would you just help me right now? Because I have a prayer right now. If you could pray more. See, my brain isn't working. All right. It's 18 minutes until the program ends, and I have a whole lot of, I can't even finish my sentence. All right. Well, I'm going to pray right now. Father, thank you for just blessing me and being with me and protecting me. I don't know why I can't even speak. JD, are you actually there? Because it would be great if you could just join me, JD, that he was not actually sitting he wasn't feeling well. All right. I probably need to do something. I don't know what just happened, but I don't think I'm actually even to finish my program. All right. I'm just going to, hopefully JD will join me. And could you just pray for me? Because, I've never had this happen before where I can't just finish my sentence properly.